Writer-director Phyllis Nash is here to talk about her latest screenplay, Carol, starring Cate Blanchett, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Phyllis.
Hello.
Tell us about your screenplay, Carol.
Carol is a love story. It is based on Patricia Highsmith's 1952 novel, The Price of Salt, which was later retitled Carol by the author herself when she put her own name onto it in the early 90s.
How did you get involved with this film?
Well, I was approached 18 years ago, a producer who then held the rights to the novel. We were in London, and Film 4 agreed to finance the development of the script. And so this whole thing began in 1997. And over the years, the constants here have been me and a woman named Tessa Ross, who used to run Film 4. And that was it for a very long time, until the rights to the novel lapsed. The original producer, we had such a hard time getting it financed, the rights to the novel were lost. And it was at that point that Elizabeth Carlson, who is one of the producers on film now, picked up the rights to the book and wanted to make a film based on my screenplay. And along the way, we had some more difficulties because it's a film with two female leads and a third supporting female character. It wasn't really until Cate Blanchett came on board that we started to generate some interest in steam, and then Todd came on board. And with Todd came Christine Vachon, with whom I had worked previously. And, you know, the film started to come together in an exciting way.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
With Carol, I think I've always wished for it to reach as wide an audience as possible. It's one of the first mainstream films in which the sexuality of the protagonists, these two women, is not an issue. It is a given, and they may encounter many obstacles and difficulties along the way. That is just a given, a fact of life, and what I would really hope is that with Carol, there will be more films, not only with female leads, but where sexuality is a given and that it is not a problem, let's say, in someone's life. So I'm glad it's out there, and I think that it is reaching a wider audience than any of us imagined it would, and that makes me very happy. And in general, with my work, if it changes somebody's mind about something they hadn't already believed in, then I think that's a fine goal for any writer or any filmmaker to have.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I'm an out lesbian, I always have been. And I think by leading my life as openly as possible and trying to inspire other people to do that and to help other people do that, I don't know if there could be a bigger commitment than that. To inspire people not to hide, let's say. When one's creating one's work, it's important to include out, interesting characters, but they don't have to be saints. It's preferable that they're not, but that they are presented as real people with real complexities who are neither burdened by, you know, having the weight of centuries of sexual attitudes behind them, or nor being burdened by having to represent every single gay person on earth. Just real, honest characters behaving in a world that either accepts them or does not, but how they behave in that space reflects well on them.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
The best thing that could happen is that, you know, I live in L.A. and spend a fair amount of time in New York and usually in other places where there's a more open, liberal, or tolerant government at work. And, you know, it's nice to have protected rights, finally. But what I would really like to see is that many places in the U.S., this is still really not the case on a daily basis. So even if you're in a state where gay marriage is legal, say, people still encounter horrible prejudice and outright hatred, encounters hatred, and I would like to see a lot more work done in places where it's necessary rather than in places where we're preaching to an already converted choir of people. And I'd like to see a lot more emphasis on LGBT activism placed on making sure that a Democrat is elected to the presidency so that the Supreme Court doesn't go completely bonkers in the next decade.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and yet we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I think this is a very complicated issue and has so much to do with the kinds of environments these kids might live in, as well as the kind of environments they're in schools. If you've got parents who are supportive or, you know, an adult structure around you that can nurture you through the inevitable bullying, then that's one thing. But if you don't have that, the best thing these kids can do is go to any adult in the school. You have to find a nurturer. Beyond that, I don't know what any kid can do, frankly, and it's a huge problem. You know, kids are not operating on the same levels of instinct even that adults are. I mean, we all know what we might do given that situation, but kids have no power, and they have even less power in groups of children. So I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that those kids have to seek out sympathetic, empathetic adults who are unafraid to intervene in whatever way necessary. When you're 10 years old or 13 years old and you're being taunted for being different, you're not in a position where you can easily help yourself. You need to rely on the help of others. And I don't know how you get that word out to kids.
How can people get info about Carol and where it's playing?
People can go to www.carolfilm.com and probably get information on the current release theaters and probably maybe at some point some information about where it will be in the months to come.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm currently doing an adaptation of a novel that's a thriller for TriStar. And I will also be developing a TV show in the spring about Cuba in the 1950s.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
About the journey that Carol's taken. Was it worth it? That's the one question no one has asked me. And yes, of course it was worth it. But the answer was not always immediately apparent throughout the entire journey. There were times when I wanted to not be on the journey and that I wanted to give up, that I did, in fact, very briefly give up. And the reason it's important to ask and answer questions like that is many films, especially about difficult subjects in terms of film financing, they can take a very long time. Now, perhaps 18 years is an exception, but it's not uncommon for these kinds of stories to take 5 or 10 years, and you must never give up, because I am assuming a certain level of quality to the projects. If there is any level of quality to a project, it will be made, and it will be important to get it seen, so don't give up.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
I do, actually. This is my mantra to get myself through difficult times. Close your eyes, count to 10, and when you open your eyes, they'll be gone. Whoever that is, or whatever the situation is. No matter what difficulty you find yourself in, and I'm talking this point purely professionally, whether it's being confronted by a lack of understanding, pressures, projects falling apart, people making impossible demands, that as long as I remember to literally close my eyes, count to 10 and shut them out, that they will be gone. This too shall pass. You know, it's not permanent. Things are constantly changing. And as long as you remember to be civil and to never be nasty to anyone, things usually have a way of working out.